That wing competition, I remember that. Like, that's somewhere on YouTube, is it not?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't. Believe me, it is.
Why
not.
Why did it not go well? I can't remember.
It's bad.
He was
it's,
Griff back in the day.
I was a monster. I'm in Andre the Giant's blue shirt. Like, this tarp cost $4.99. And we had earmuffs on. It's awful. And
there's some classic YouTube clips of our show, but I don't remember that one. Like, I remember
you weren't
that,
there.
I don't
it was
think
just
I was
me and
there.
Hayes.
But wasn't it our old update?
Patron.
Yeah, Andrea
Patron.
It was Andrea Patron. Yeah, Andrea. And Andrea won, like, easily. She was
yeah,
eating it.
Yeah, she had
like,
no
yeah,
effects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we were, you were soft as butter. Oh. Like, you,
dude,
you,
I couldn't do, well, I took one bite and I was dying. Dying. And I told you that. I have zero spice tolerance. And yeah, then the worst part about it is we pump the guy's tires about the wings. Hayes calls up there a week later, and the guy tells him to stuff it.
Yeah, that guy. I will never mention that guy's name.
That's
I'll
right.
never mention that restaurant because it's a great spot, too, but that yeah. guy drove.
We gave him an hour and a half of free advertising, and then Hayes called him up. He's like, who is this again?
Yeah, he literally.
He's like, the guy you sat in front of for an hour and a half.
I walked in there to pick up a duffel bag about a week and a half later. And this guy looked at me as if I had just landed from the moon. Like, never seen me, couldn't care less. I asked him for, like, extra, you know, something. Like, and he's like, well, that's going to be an extra charge. Like, he charged me on top for, like, a, you know, complimentary amount of
don't lie.
Sauce
you thought you
like
were
that.
Getting the freebie.
Of course thought, I did. Yeah. Of course I thought yeah, this guy, I just gave him a platform that was worth, like, a lot of money. And yeah. I call up. You pay whatever it is, what it is. But I thought he might be like, "Hey, there he is. How's it going? That was a lot of fun, you know. Not even like, just give me an acknowledgement. I'm fine with paying. That's fine. Mm-hmm. This isn't a quid pro quo kind of scenario. He came on the show. He didn't have to. He did, but at least an acknowledgement. Hey, how's it going? That was a lot of fun. That'll be $39.99 and make it snappy.
When you moved in with your wife downtown, did you move into her condo or she moved into yours?
No, we both got a separate spot like to begin the living together situation.
So you guys found one together. Did
yeah,
you
we
have
found one
to
together.
Like say I got to tone down the feeding and I can't let this woman see what I'm actually like chowing on every night?
Yeah, there was a conscious effort to kind of adjust the routine, I guess. Yeah, a little bit. And she had different hours, and she was working later. And
so you hid the feeding. I'd you were like, it. I got to get this outside in the garbage bin.
There wasn't an evidence dispersion.
He's in the back alley, like eating like pizza before he comes back.
Dummying a pie.
It's like a murder scene. I'm calling up Tony Soprano. Pauly Walnuts comes in to get rid of the chicken parm sauce hanging around the couch. We got an issue over here. No, I don't know. I guess I'm sure there was. There probably had to be. It's always that's a big adjustment. That's the biggest adjustment you're ever going to make in your life in terms of a living. Although we all live with billets, you know, like that was very unique. We've all done that.
Yeah, but you're living with some, especially early on, like the bathroom situation. Like that type of stuff. Like, you know, you're mindful. And then a year in, you're like,
Doors open, moose. It's like, come on in. Anything I can help you with? Besides plugging my nose.
Yeah. Here's joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline, Ray Ferraro. Is it take you a year to get comfortable with Cammy? What was your how long in before you said I don't really care if things are open, closed? It doesn't matter.
Not quite a year, I don't think.
Yeah,
but same the other way too. Doesn't care.
Oh yeah. Doesn't care. No,
it goes
you get comfortable
ways.
As you should. I mean, you're living together for a long, long time, but like that first. Couple of weeks, you're like,
oh,
we're still
dude,
feeling it
first
out.
6 months, you are blowing blood vessels out of your forehead, holding in farts. Because if you let that one rip on week one, you are a Neanderthal.
You're gone. Well, they give you a walk.
Yeah.
No, my buddy claims the loudest fart you'll ever rip is the first movie date, and you drop her off, and you're driving away, and you fart all the way to the end of the street. Because you have been holding, that's 4 hours of holding that in. And you are pulling away and you're farting for 3 miles.
There it is. The LeBron
That's
chair.
A 3 mile fart.
Yeah, it can be. The analytics on that would be fascinating to see some dude who has been working up a lather.
As
for
soon as your
hours.
Arm goes up for the wave to a stop sign a mile down the road, you are just blowing gas. That's the longest one you'll ever do in your life.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's science. We wish we could dispute it, but we can't.
No, you can't.
That's just science.
Oh, that is outstanding.
Oh. Yeah, it's a different world. It really
I gotta tell you, every day I come on here, you just never know.
There it is, Ray. I'm sure you weren't expecting that one.
Nope, wasn't thinking this was coming out of the box today.
No. Well, I don't know if this is a weird segue, but I was on, I think it was NHL.com, and they're starting to do fantasy stuff. And we had the whole conversation about McKinnon versus McDavid. It's happening in baseball right now with Mookie Betts versus Mike Trout, right? And recency bias is Mookie's the best, and then people are like, nah, actually, Trout's better. Mookie's more entertaining. Mookie's more fun.
Well,
but
Trout gets
better.
Like overlooked because he's never in the playoffs. It's like he's never the best player in the playoffs is like the best player in the game now.
But I think that happened with McKinnon and McDavid. Like McKinnon's a great player.
Did.
Great player. But I believe McDavid's better. And I believed it when McKinnon was still playing and McDavid wasn't. And I saw on fantasy, and this is a completely different analysis because it's fantasy, but some guys is predicting McKinnon will have more points than McDavid. And I'm like, there's no way. Like I just don't see it. If they both play the same amount of games, McDavid is the smart pick for points. You can say size, McKinnon's bigger, maybe he's better defensively for sure. I'll give you that. Points, let's not get crazy. Like McDavid's the man and he should be.
Yeah, I can't take that. Like I can't I love watching Nate McKinnon, but I can't take McKinnon. I would take McKinnon third behind McDavid and Draisaitl right now.
Right, in points.
Draisaitl's on the ice with him all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
And Draisaitl's got the skills that he has. The guy got 120 points this year, didn't he? Or 110 points.
Exactly.
110, yeah.
Like, man, I don't know. I remember there was a time, like, who do you think's better, Messier or Gretzky? And you're like, oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. We love Mess, but let's not get stupid here.
But let's not be, you know, like, and I feel, I mean, it's almost the same thing. Like, the power, the you know, might push people to pick McKinnon over McDavid, but not, I mean, not for me anyway.
No, not with points. I mean, again, McDavid, right. McDavid's got to complete his game, round out his game. There are things that he's got to get better at. I mean, there's no disputing that, and he's never going to be 6'5", 220.
But Brian, for fantasy points, even if he doesn't round off his game, I'm still taking him.
Exactly.
Well, it's the word points, fantasy, like points. It's and Ray, you're right. Like Draisaitl had 110 points in 70 games this year. Like he would have had 120 if he got to 82.
Yeah, maybe more.
Like there may be more, but like you're right. Like if it's just flat out points, like Edmonton had, I believe, the number one power play in the National Hockey League. If they were right there.
They were top three, like, all year.
Right. If they weren't, Like, you're getting points through osmosis. Like, and you know,
I just think it's the it thing to do, Noodles, is overthink it. And, you know, and I guess, listen, it's not like you're saying that.
Freddie the Goat.
Yeah, exactly. Someone further down the line, like Ryan Strome, is going to lead the league in points or something. Like, McKinnon's.
Right.
McKinnon is number two for me in terms of the best players in the
world.
And
it's not that like, I'm sure you watched it, Brian. He was next level in the playoffs.
Right.
That's why I picked him on that.
Well, on
our
TSN
free agent frenzy pick, I picked him at number one because I'm like, I don't know if there's anything better than this right now.
And you weren't alone, Oak, because he got the number one consensus pick. Like 20 of us voted or whatever, and I guess at least 11 had McKinnon at number one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, I hear it. But I get it. But with points, I mean, it's gross
it's,
what McDavid's going to keep
bias.
Doing.
It's recency bias.
I know, Jamie, like, but I'm not Bobby Mack where I do a coach's poll, but I talked to a bunch of coaches, and they're like, they would take McKinnon, and their other second pick was Hedman. They're like, just the power game and the total package. That's how I would.
Well, you can stick me. Oh, you can stick me with McDavid, then. I'll be fine.
Yep, me too.
You know, like to your talking to the coaches, like, they all have their reasons for sure, but if you're saying, yeah, you can't have these guys, and I'm going to give you McDavid, I'll start my team just fine right there.
Oh, no question. Yeah. I mean, no question. Yep. And there is, just like Brian said, it was because the spotlight was on him and it was just ingrained in yourself. You're like, oh, my God, this is, like, he was making plays and skating and shooting the puck where you're like, this is basically McDavid-like. It's better. It's powerful.
Game.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. So whatever it is, I don't think the difference is too great, whichever way you want to go.
But it was impressive, too. Like, you know, I know I'm the goalie hugger and bring it back, but if you look at it, like, Tampa was so deep in forwards. Like, they had, at one point, you know, you've got Braden Point, who wasn't, and he could have arguably been the Conn Smythe winner, because I think people had him as number one halfway through the playoffs. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, it was him and Hedman, yeah. For
right.
Sure.
You're right. So you've got Point, Kucherov. Well, Stamkos was on the road to coming back. And then Hedman and Vasilevsky. Like, you want to talk about depth. Like, that's great players. Like, if you take McDavid and McKinnon out of and Draisaitl out of the mix, like, that team had probably three of the top five players in the game right there, mm-hmm. Tampa. Like, and it started in net. Vasilevsky gets overlooked because you forget about the goalie, but he that guy played every second of the playoffs. Like, Curtis McElhinney
that's
didn't
impressive.
Play one,
that
one
never,
second.
That never came up or didn't come up enough.
No.
Like, he never came out of the net.
No.
And there were back-to-backs and
yeah.
Vasilevsky. There were times, like, five. They played a five overtime game. They played multiple long overtime games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know about you guys. We can go around the horn here, but when you're looking at the Toronto Maple Leafs, and if they're watching the Tampa Bay Lightning, like, for the most part, the Tampa Bay Lightning, it was Braden Point, that top line. It was Victor Hedman, their goaltender, and other guys were chipping in. So the Leafs got to be looking at their roster, and obviously they're top heavy. But if Austin Matthews and John Tavares and Mitch Marner, who on the back end, I'm assuming it would be Morgan Riley, but if they can just go on a run and be the best players, then ultimately you have a chance. That's what Tampa Bay, they always say the cliche, your best players got to be. That's what they got every night. Their best guys got it done for them all the time. And I'm sure if you're Toronto looking at that, you're saying, if our guys can do that, we have a chance.
Yeah, and but that's what makes the, don't you think, like the rest of that stuff this summer valuable to what Toronto was trying to do. Mm-hmm. And that's to, you have to assume the guys you're paying $10 million to are going to be really good. Like, you don't have a chance if they're not. But
not
the,
a chance.
The, man, they dug around the edges of that roster all over the place. And you're like, they have to hope that they get, like, the Tampa contributions from those guys.
Yeah.
You know, like an Alex Killorn and Goudreau and Coleman scored a big goal in game six. And, you know, like, those guys all on the back end, like, you know, like Eric Chernak, like, you know, guys you don't think of first. But, man, like, if the Leafs can dig a little more gold out of those edge players, then you're looking at something. But then again, I guess, you know, leaving it to you, Noodles, is you get right back to your guy, you know, you call yourself the goalie hugger, and it's the goalie, right?
He's, wow.
If you get all that other stuff, then he's got to be that, too.
Yep.
You're right. And that's where, I mean, Brian, you're on record saying, like, that's the one position that hasn't been proven to you in the playoffs, correct? Like, just through...
With Freddie
Anderson?
Well,
not just that.
Freddie. Yeah, of course. I mean, it's indisputable, Noodles. Like,
right.
He has quite literally not won. Now, the whole team hasn't, but neither has he. You know, like, you think about the most revered goalies of the past 30 years here in Toronto. Felix Potvin, Curtis Joseph, Eddie Belfour, they all won rounds. You know, they all went to conference finals. Now, they may not be at the top of the list of the guys you think of. You think of Gilmore and Clark before you think of Potvin. You probably think Sundin and a couple other guys before you get to Cujo. Although Cujo was at the top of that building. But, yeah, quite literally has not won a round. So how can you be that confident in Freddie Anderson until he proves it? But it's almost like a lottery in a way. Like, you're just going to keep draw numbers and hope that your number comes up. And in terms of going to the dance with talent, right? Like, we made the dance. We believe, is it inconceivable that Austin Matthews can play as well as Braden Point? No, of course it's not inconceivable. Of course he can. You know, he could do that. Now, I don't know if Riley can do what Hedman did. I don't think he can. He's not capable of
that.
I
don't know if anybody in the league could.
No, and that's where, again, with Freddie and Vasilevsky, I don't know if he can play like Vasilevsky. He's not as good.
Doesn't have to quite be Vasilevsky, but it's got to be pretty darn close.
Yeah, but the forwards can match what Tampa did, more or less. You know, they have the talent to match it. It's just a matter of whether or not it connects for 16 games over a two-month period.
Mm-hmm. It's the right time, it's health, it's good fortune, it's right? Doesn't it always kind of comes together at the right time? Like, there was a point where Braden Point was, remember, he was pretty banged up. Now, if, and he actually missed a game or two. Now, what if that was a little worse? Tampa might not win. Right? Like, how are you going to replace him? Because you didn't have Stamkos. Like, you got to be lucky, too.
Agreed. I was thinking about it, too. Like, who would this favor? Let's say, I don't. Does anybody believe we're going to play 82 games this next upcoming season?
No.
But is it conceivable we could get 60?
Yeah, give or take.
48 to 60. Mm-hmm. You know, in that. And it's going to be a condensed season. Like, I think it'll be Ray and, like, oh, what we did coming out of the lockout where it's, like, game on and you're playing 4 to 5 games a week sometimes and that. Who is that going to favor? Like, what team? Like, you know, is it a younger team? Is it a veteran team who can handle it? Like, I kept thinking to myself, if they're playing, if the Leafs play 5 games in 8 days, like, is Joe Thornton playing all 5?
I just think, Jamie, whatever team can hit the ground running. We saw the Boston Bruins, how they had the best record in the National Hockey League, and they kind of stumbled when they first got there. Then they kind of got, it's whoever pulls it together and just goes on a run. It's young, old, everyone was saying, oh, watch out for Carolina. They're young and they're fast and they got a lot of young players. They didn't last too long. I mean, they did good for them, but they didn't stick around. It's just who can do what Tampa does, whoever's best players do it every night. Ray, what do you think happens next season? I'm sure you guys must have touched on this yesterday.
Well, that if it's 48 games, my remembrance of that first year is like we got behind the eight ball in New York and like, we chased, and, like, you can't make it up. Like, if you get out, like, those first, I mean, in an 82-game season, the first 10 or 15 games, they of course they matter, but you can recover. If you get out of the gate 3-9-3, like, you may never, you don't have enough time. You're finished. And everybody can do the math. Like, the players, as we know, you do the math, and you're like, oh, man, we're sunk. Like, this sucks. We got, how are we going to make up these points? So whatever team is the healthiest and, you know, gets a couple of guys that got out of the gates super fast, like they might get far enough ahead that pushes them right through to the playoffs. But then, remember, by the time you get to the playoffs, it's a whole other story because everybody will have played 48 or 50 games, whatever it is, right? Like that'll be a whole different story. But for the season, man, those 10 or 12 games out of the box, man, that could be everything.
Yeah, that'll come down to, I think, how inspired you are. I mean, there's going to be a lot of intangibles. Clearly, you have to have talent. You've got to be healthy. Things have to connect. You have to be playing well, of course. But, you know, what kind of camp did he have? We talked about yesterday how guys throughout the league, throughout sports, are probably thrown off a little bit in terms of how hard they're working during the offseason and how they're supposed to gear up for basically an invisible date. They don't know when they're supposed to show up, so it's maybe making it more difficult for them to prepare appropriately. So I think all of those factors are going to come into play. But as we've recognized for well over 100 years now, it's a totally different game in the playoffs, right? Like you gotta punch your ticket, and that's one story. But it doesn't mean that ticket's valuable in the least come playoff time because the game and the nature of the game changes. And with the Leafs, I mean, that's going to be the chat all year. The expectation will be you make the playoffs, but what can you do when you get there? And
yeah, it's almost at the point now with them, at least in my mind, is whatever happens in the regular season is all fine and dandy. But we're now, it's almost like the Tampa. We're now staring at game one of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, I'm with you. And, like, the load management stuff we're talking about in the NBA, and we brought this up in the NHL, and it's more difficult to pull off because there's more parity. Like, more teams kind of get sucked into the middle where in the NBA there's a separation of the top seven or eight teams, and you know it. You know the Lakers are going to the playoffs next year. You know that the Clippers are going to make it. But with the NHL, I do wonder if this upcoming season is maybe going to be the beginning of that new venture where they consider some load management, and they probably should. You know, if let's say you're Colorado, we just talked about McKinnon. Colorado's a very good team that I think we all expect to make it, regardless of the division makeup, right? Regardless of where they're supposed
unless
to be.
Unless Freddie Frances is your guy.
Unless their goaltending falls apart, you know, which if that happens, then McKinnon might have to play every single night. But if they're cruising and they're well on their way, why would McKinnon play every night?
No
like,
kidding.
Why would you do that in a condensed season?
Well, you have to break the mindset of that we've all had for 100 years, and that's if you're healthy, you play. You know, it's a badge of honor. And, you know, we have different information now. We have, if you have cap room to have enough guys that you can spot guys in and out of the lineup, you play four games in six nights. By giving a guy an extra day off, maybe you his bumps and bruises heal a little better. Like, yeah, absolutely. I would have my every team's got a sports science department of some sort. Mm-hmm. I would have
the hockey culture,
Ray,
it's so different. Like, I can remember playing with Ron Francis, who was older at the time. He was like 36, 37, 38, and it would be a tough stretch, and I think he always had the option to just not do the practice or not do the bag skate, and it's just, you did it. Like, he did it. It's just like he didn't want to be that guy where, I mean, when you think about load management, how many guys have actually done that? You're talking about Kawhi Leonard. Who else?
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, the Montreal Canadiens used to send Larry Robinson to Florida because they used to be 100 points in front of everybody.
Yeah. And Detroit did it with Yzerman 1 year, too.
Right. So they sent him to Florida. He'd go to his horse farm, and the playoffs would start, and Larry would come back with a tan, and he'd play 30 minutes a night. But it was all wrapped up. They could do that, and Larry was, you know. But I mean, I can't think of too many players that in the NHL that would even it would even be near the forefront of their mind.
But the problem with and the problem is the wrong word. But there's so much parity in the league.
Yeah.
We've had a tough time defining who the best team in Canada is. Like right now. I mean, you know, we could legitimately say it's a six-way tie. We could make a case for six teams. So how are you going to rest on any given night your best player when that 2 points may put you out of the playoffs? Like that, your best player, like that is the, especially in a 48-game season. Like it's going to be, I think it'll go the opposite of load management because you add Ottawa as the seventh team who's not going to be an easy out now because they've added some veterans and are, you know, turning the corner and heading in the right direction. Like that's the one thing where I think in other leagues there are throwaway games because there are awful teams. There's only a couple, well, quote-unquote, awful teams in the league where you know that should be a guaranteed win. Everything else is a coin flip in the NHL.
Yeah.
Like
that's the nature of the beast, and that I think is also a part of it. The mentality Ray spoke of, but also just the way the NHL plays out in terms
right.
of the unpredictability and the race where there's so many teams bunched together.
Yeah.
But this will be a unique season. I think we can all accept that, and we'll be expecting it, and we'll see how it all plays out. Anyway,
I got to say, guys, before I dodge here,
yep.
I just got a text from a buddy who's listening, and he's like, so he must be a little bit behind, but he said the 3 mile fart, he almost fell off the treadmill.
Well, some guy wrote in saying
it's the longest you'll ever fart in your life. First movie date, you drop off and you start waving, and it's 3 miles long.
Some guy wrote in saying he almost had a heart attack because he pulled that move and she turned around. She had forgot her purse in the front seat. She opens up the door
and her hair lit on fire.
Yes, it was Joe Pesci in Home Alone. Like,
yeah,
it was.
I will drive off with your purse and bring it back tomorrow.
Yeah. Laps around the parking lot, windows open.
Put the blinders on. I didn't see you running back.
Yeah, that would be an issue, I think. Anyway.
Good stuff, boys.
All right, buddy. Yeah. We'll do it tomorrow at 5.
Yeah, have a good one.
There's Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Red Tag Days continue with rates from 0% and free winter tires with every in-stock new vehicle purchase in October. MapleToyota.com. Bill Shaken from the LA Times on Game 6 tonight. World Series might wrap up. I kind of feel like it will.
You think so?
Yeah, I think the Dodgers are going to close tonight. But
we got to ask Bill this, but just I would be uncomfortable knowing that there would be hats with World Series champions on them. Champagne, everything would be – that would make me uncomfortable for some reason.
Yeah,
not that
I
never got close to that. Well, kind of, but not really. Just to think of those, I would be thinking of the hats, like with the everything on it, the champagne, like everything ready, and then
tonight.
Isn't this true though? Like where they have to print those hats up, they have to print everything, but then when you give them away, like somewhere, like there's some countries where people are wearing like the loser
there's
hat.
There's great video footage.
They donated
I think it's
them.
Bob Costas. I think the Red Sox against the Mets or something, and he was in the dressing room and all the plastic was up. I don't know what baseball team, but they ended up losing and everything got taken down. It was just incredible.
That has happened. That might have been Buckner in 86.
It might have been.
Yeah, because the team ops, like, they got to be prepared, right? Like,
yes.
They put up all
and
the
plastic. And they were all ready to go. Costas was in position, and then they ended up losing the game, and he had to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, that has, I'm sure, happened many times. Many, many times in almost every sport.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're prepping, and the trophy's in the house, and it's go time, and then all of a sudden, not so fast.
No,
wait a minute. We're going to seven, and then it's almost like always the other team ends up winning.
Yeah,
and that party was right there. The party that never happened. Like, it was right
crazy.
There. It was going to be an absolute shaker, and it never took place.